This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. We want you guys to help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can do that by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links in the description so you can do just that. Ryan, how you doing, my friend?
It's Friday.
You know, a lot of people texted in saying they were like, "Where's the verse of the day?" I was like, it's kind of funny how people will text in as they're listening to the show. Yeah. It's like, it's coming. We moved the verse of the day.
We just changed some things around. It's okay.
We took the verse of the day and pushed it over there.
That's not a bad Patrick Star.
It's a little SpongeBob reference for you. I was watching TikTok this morning, as I am wont to do. And I thought I saw something that I've been wanting to talk about on the show for a while and just haven't gotten to.
Okay.
Does entrepreneur bro mean anything to you? Do you know what I mean when I say that?
I do know what you mean when you say that. And it's very cringy.
There are people.
It is very cringy.
There are people who will like get on TikTok or go on these like podcasts, and they're usually buff and they're usually kind of well off, or at least they appear to be. And they talk about like, how did you get to this place? How did you get so successful?
Here's how I've unlocked the secret.
And they will lay out their morning routines. I don't know why, but for some reason, these people think that how you wake up in the morning is so essential to becoming like a multimillionaire. And it has become more and more unhinged with reality. I just want to show you one that I found this morning. I think it's kind of old, but listen to this dude talk and tell me if it makes any sense to you at all.
Okay. All right, here we go.
I'm up at 4 a.m. from 4 to 4:20. I do a book on double speed, so I'm listening. At 4:20, I'm on the treadmill with my wife, and we're doing an active meditation together for 40 minutes. It includes a reverie where we're basically aligning the pharmacy of the body to over-dopamine the mind by gratitude, serotonin in the brain, and then we shift into Mind Palace, which is 20 minutes of co-create.
Pause it for a second. Did he say
we shift into Mind Palace?
It's a reverie, Ryan. It's a reverie. You got to understand, man. We're aligning the chakras of the body. These are things that are holistic in nature. Things like love, dopamine, serotonin, and gratitude. Did he say? Go back, because I think he used serotonin as a verb. We're serotoning the mind.
We're gonna over dopamine the mind.
Yeah.
What?
Hold on.
dopamine, the mind, by gratitude, serotonin, the brain, and then we
shift into the brain. Okay.
Then we shift into
but
mind palace.
But after that, me and my wife on the treadmill now. We're on the treadmill and we're shifting into mind palace. What is mind palace, bud?
Palace, which is 20 minutes of co-creating our best bodies. 5 o'clock, we then hit the weights.
Wait a minute. You can't just bowl past that. We're going to co-create our best bodies. Let's me and you co-create our best bodies right now.
I don't want to be any part of whatever that is.
And this is all at 420, by the way. This is all at 4. All right.
What is happening?
So mind palace is done.
By gratitude, serotonin, the brain, and then we shift into mind palace, which is 20 minutes of co-creating our best bodies. 5 o'clock, we then hit the weights. That happens between 5 and 7. And then between 7 and 8, that's my time with my wife. Between 8 and 9 is an hour with our kids after we shower and get ready, where we're doing breakfast and life lessons. And by 9 a.m., the day technically hasn't started yet, but everything that was important to me is done.
Okay. What time do you go to bed?
You can't say all that outlandish stuff and then say all the rest of that normal stuff like we're supposed to buy into it. What we're going to do right here on the Clearview Today Show is we're going to over dopamine the mind. I want you guys to just align the chakra and the pharmacy of your body. After that, we're going to hit the weights and spend some time together as a family.
I am confused and also irritated.
This guy is one of many.
I know. This whole culture. And now hear me. It is very important how you start your day. Like, wake up, get yourself a cup of coffee, do your devotions, get on the treadmill, lift weights, go to the gym. All that's great.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Totally fine. And it's good for you. Shift into mind palace.
Let's
co-create our best bodies
on the treadmill.
Over dopa. What are you saying?
This is all happening on the treadmill.
You drew words out of a hat and you're trying to insert them into a sentence. What's happening.
And also,
this is a vocab lesson.
I know if you're listening on the radio, you can't see this guy, but like, there's nothing about this guy that really screams, "I have millions of dollars." He's just on a podcast, and
Is he saying like this is how you get rich, or is he saying this is just how you have your best life?
I didn't see the whole podcast. I think he's saying this is how you get rich. That's how most of these people are. They're hyper obsessed with productivity. Although I don't know what they've accomplished,
I just know their
insane routine.
That's ridiculous. I don't know what that
can
means.
We.
Over dopamine mind. What are you saying, dude?
Hey, David. If you can put some just tranquil music right here, I want to let's try to shift into mind palace right here on the show. Is that crazy?
Also, he never explained what that is. We shift into mind palace and then we co-create our best bodies.
He just moves on.
What does that mean? How do you do that?
So
why do you do that?
I'm shifting into mind palace right now. Like right now I see just plates of spaghetti just pushed in front of me, and I'm eating them, and I'm putting the cheese on them, and I'm basically in mind palace right now. This is really nice.
No, it's not.
Actually, I think I'm rich for this.
You get a notification. $1 million deposited in my bank account. How? This is ridiculous. This is a ludicrous.
I'm being audited by the IRS.
I'm deep financial trouble.
All right, let's move on.
This is crazy.
Let's get Dr. Shine here. I want
his take on this, because Dr. Shine is very productive, but this is garbage.
I might show him this one. I have another one that I want him to see, but I might show him this one too, because
we need a balanced approach to get the actual secret of productivity.
I almost didn't show this one because this one starts ludicrous, but then kind of ends normal. Like, yeah, then we're going to hit some weights. The next one is just bonkers. Bonkers.
Oh dear.
Let's take a break and then we'll come back.
Join us after the break. Write in and let us know if you've seen these guys, if you've bought into this mindset, if you are currently in Mind Palace. Write in and let us know. 252-582-5028, or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on, listeners? My name is John.
And I'm Ellie.
And we just want to take a second and let you know about Dr. Shah's new book on the market right now called Can We Recover the Original Text of the New Testament? Boy, that is a long title.
True, but it's a very simple message. The original text of the New Testament is not only attainable, but there are lots of different ways that scholars go about discovering it.
There's a lot of people out there saying that the original text is lost forever, or that it's hopeless to actually try to find it, or that there's many texts of the New Testament. But alongside Dr. David Allen Black, Dr. Shah has actually compiled papers from some of the world's leading experts in textual criticism, including one written by himself on various methodologies for extracting the original text. And listen, if you're interested in textual criticism, this book is a great introduction to the field.
You can pick up your copy on Amazon, or you can buy it from our church website. That's clearviewbc.org. We're going to leave a link in the description box so you can get your copy today.
Love that. Ellie, let's hop back in.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show, currently studying to get his second PhD in Mind Palace, if you can believe it or not. Dr. Shah.
Mind Palace?
Mind Palace, Dr. Shah. What we've done, basically, is we have manipulated time, right? We have over dopamine the mind, and we have shifted.
We're gonna serotonin the brain.
We have serotonin our brains, and basically, okay, between the three of us, we're gonna co-create our best bodies. Can I ask you this, Dr. Shaw? What time did you get up this morning?
Six.
6 o'clock. Here's the thing. There's been a lot of TikTok influencers,
okay,
gurus, if I may say.
Yeah.
And really, the day's got to start at 4 o'clock in the morning so that you can over dopamine the mind. Because by six, you know what? I'll tell you what. Why don't we just watch the video?
Okay.
My day is 6 a.m. to noon, and I'm not crazy. You're crazy for thinking it takes 24 hours, just like some dude in a cave did 300 years ago. My second day starts at noon.
300 years ago, this dude thinks...
There's a historical problem.
Thinks people... What was happening in America 300 years ago?
I mean, it was a revolutionary war.
They were living in a cave.
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
Maybe 3,000 would have been okay, but even then he's off.
Cave did 300 years ago. My second day starts at noon and goes till 6 p.m. That's day two. And then the next day is 6 p.m. to midnight. What I've done now is I have changed and manipulated time. I now get 21 days a week. Stack that up over a month, I'm going to kick your butt. Stack it up over a year, you're toast. Stack it up over 5 years, my entire life is different than it would have been.
Look at the confusion on Dr. Shah's face.
Does he not understand? It's. I mean, there's so many things wrong with it. For one, you know, if you keep that bow,
right?
Yeah, stretched out like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
After a while, it'll be useless. I mean, you got to give it a chance to come back,
right?
And rest,
right?
Yeah.
Go for it, man. No, it's your show. It's your show. Go for it.
I hope people have more sense to fall into this kind of junk.
Right.
I want to use another word, right, but I'm not going to use it.
Yeah.
If it's too good to be true, it is.
It's too good to be true. Exactly.
I don't know why. And then he tries to put a bunch of normal stuff. Like, yeah, we hit the weights after that. And where I'm spending some time with the kids, spending some time with the family. But it's like, you can't blow past all that nonsense.
Mind
you just
spewed. Palace, reverie, co-creating our best bodies. What is happening?
And all this, Dr. Shah, happens on the treadmill. So we're meditating, right? We're on the treadmill. We're like,
no, you're not. You're not meditating on the treadmill.
I'm currently in Mind Palace, right?
What happened? Yeah. I don't know.
I'm okay with having a plan, a timetable, and a get going, and have your structure. Those things are good. This is taken to an extreme, which really does not work.
Right. So
I think whoever hands out, like, or not hands out, but whoever's going to start a podcast, like, please take some responsibility on yourself, man. Because now people are just saying silliness.
All kinds of crazy things.
And everybody gets a show.
All kinds of crazy things.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Clearview Current, where we cut through the chaos of today's headlines with a clear Christian perspective.
And that was some chaos.
That was chaos. We're here to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world, big or small.
Dr. Shah, did you see President Trump last week at the border of Arizona?
Yes,
he was
doing
all that border control.
Saw that. Yes. And of course, people behind him, some lost their loved ones through... Some of those people who are coming across the border who don't have good intentions, good character.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a way to say, hey, there's a problem. There's a huge problem. Has been over the past 4 years. Something needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If people are using that as one of their platforms, elect me and I will do this.
Right.
What were you doing for the past 4 years?
100%.
Exactly.
Yeah. What have you been doing? If it's like, this has been a problem, but now that this guy's coming on the scene and saying he can fix it, it's like, no, I'll fix it.
If you pick me, I will.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't have the power to fix it, but I do. So keep me here or elect me and I'll fix it.
You created the problem.
No, but I will. I'll clean it up.
Oh my goodness.
I've made that. It's like, this is a silly example, but like Syndrome in The Incredibles. He creates disaster so that he can be the one to save the day.
Yeah.
Where do you think they didn't dream that up, man?
No, that's actually happening.
In my book, chapter 29 is on immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm an immigrant, so I am, understanding towards people who want to come here to build a good life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've quoted from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. They gave us some hardcore statistics. Mm-hmm. There were 246,432 encounters of Chinese nationals nationwide. Mm-hmm. Just in March of 2024.
That's incredible. Crazy. That is crazy. Insane. Just in 1 month.
Yeah.
To in almost 1 month, a quarter, yeah. Over a quarter million encounters, right, with Chinese, yep, nationals.
Okay. With 189,372 of those encounters occurring at the Southwest border alone. That's a jump of 28% in the past 3 years,
right,
nationwide, and 9% of the Southwest border.
And wow, think about that narrative. I mean, it's at the, yeah, Southwest border. So this is the border of the United States and Mexico. But we're encountering Chinese nationals.
9.2 million encounters of Chinese nationals nationwide and 7.6 million encounters at the Southwest border.
Right. I was just about to ask. Yeah. This is all happening at the Southwest border.
Yes.
Wow.
Out of these 1.8 million are known gotaways, okay, or unlawful border crossers, which could be undercounted. Mm-hmm. As many as 6 individuals were stopped in just March of 2024. March is how many months away back from us right now? This
July,
is
June,
August,
May,
about
April.
Six, I think.
Five months
ago, okay? As many as 6 individuals in just March of 2024 trying to cross border whose names were on a terrorist watch list.
Wow.
Okay. In the 2023-2024 fiscal year, mm-hmm, 18,465 individuals with criminal convictions or warrants were arrested, with about 248 being known gang members, and 35 of them were MS-13 members.
Incredible. Mm.
So I'm not against immigrants coming. They want to come. They want to build a good life. They're desperate. They want the American dream.
Right.
Okay, welcome.
Right.
Now, people like me who have gone through the proper channels, paid money, like my sister came, mm-hmm, for education, paid a lot of money, had to hire an agent who represented her at the embassy. Then she had to go and stand for an appointment, mm-hmm, and interview. And I mean, she had to go through all the process.
Right.
I even understand people who are like, they just want to get here. Mm-hmm. I just want to get here. So I crossed illegal. I get it. Mm-hmm. They want to have the life. These are people who want to do us harm.
Right.
Right.
Right. And when I was young, it seemed like everybody understood this illegal immigration is a problem.
Right.
But at some point, I don't know if it was when Trump came on the scene or if it was before that, but at some point it shifted to not only is it, well, this is a problem, but we can work it out. Now it's like, this isn't a issue. Let, right, people come. Yeah, it seems like the conversation shifted to where it's like, why are y'all even focused on that? This is, right, not an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is an issue.
Right.
To me, immigration is a good thing. Mm-hmm. To me, even illegal immigration, I can understand if you are like, I'm just desperate. Okay. I'm here. Mm-hmm. Please tell me what I need to do. Mm-hmm. What steps I got to go through because I want the American dream.
Right.
These people are on terrorist watch lists.
Yes. Right.
This is something
they don't want the American
different.
Dream. They want to change the fabric of American society.
Yes.
100%.
They want to take away the American dream. That, for one, is mind-blowing to me that you come all the way here just to do that to a country. But even more mind-blowing is for our people to not do something about that.
Right.
To stop it.
100%.
That's a wrap for today's edition of the Clearview Current. Until next time, keep your hearts lifted, your mind sharp, and your spirit joyful.
You know what's going to help keep your spiritful joy it is what I was going to try to say. You know what's going to help keep your spirit joyful, Dr. Shaw?
That's like a mind palace or a reverie.
This is not coming from mind palace. This is coming straight from the word of God. Dr. Shaw, today's verse of the day is coming to us from Leviticus 8:30. We actually mentioned this yesterday. It says, then Moses took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood which was on the altar and sprinkled it on Aaron and his garments on his sons and on the garments of his sons with him. And he consecrated Aaron, his garments, his sons, and the garments of his sons with him. And all I'm thinking is, man, I'm really glad that Jesus is coming. We don't have to go through that anymore.
Yeah. All I can just think about is shout it out.
I know, right?
A little blood sprinkling, a little consecration.
Yeah,
service.
It's like, I got a lot of spots.
If you needed one more reason to be grateful for the cross,
there it is. Yes.
You know,
we
talked about this yesterday, this idea of typology, all, yes, these things that point to Christ. And this was one of the examples that you gave. And we got another text.
Really?
We got another text. And I wasn't super happy about this one, so I didn't want to do the silly theme song, but I think we just, there's this.
We have
we
to.
Just gotta do
we
it.
We gotta do it.
We just gotta do it.
Whether the mail is good or bad.
All right, hit it, Ryan.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna wail.
Mail. Okay, despite that silly song.
Are we going to do this every time?
I don't know.
I think we might have
to add this in. This is getting a little cumbersome.
Despite, really? All right, fine. Maybe we'll do something else. I'm not happy about this one.
Oh, okay.
But we can't just talk to people who agree with us, right?
True.
Lawrence B. Probably for Lawrence, bad attitude. But what do you think the B stands for?
I was going to say bad apple.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Let's be fair to him. Let's be fair to him. Lawrence.
Yeah, you might stump us.
Bismarck.
Lawrence Bismarck.
Sure.
North Dakota?
Yeah. Pulled out of the air.
You can't have the Father if you reject the Son. It's truly that simple. A people, rabbinic, he said Jews, I'm going to say Jewish people. A people, rabbinic Jewish people, whose fundamental belief explicitly include rejection of Christ, cannot, in all caps, be God's Israel. The belief of all Christians for thousands of years was that, yes, indeed, the church is Israel. Jewish people are more than welcome, of course, as well, but they must accept Christ. But a Jewish person who accepts Christ is no longer Jewish, but a Christian.
I have no problem with the first part,
yeah,
which is Jewish people have to come by the way of the cross.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was always the way.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way from Genesis 3:15.
Right.
In fact, if you go to the book of Acts, okay, can I turn it just for a moment? Mm-hmm. Just for it's a small point, but I think it's worth making. Acts chapter 6 and verse 7. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. Can you read the next line?
And a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith.
The priests.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These were people who led the Jewish people.
Right.
Who got saved.
These were their leaders.
Because they knew this was the truth. Mm-hmm. This was not just like a fisherman here and some guy who was really into persecuting the church but studied under Gamaliel, and he had a radical encounter with Jesus Christ. He got saved. No, these were priests.
Yeah.
We need to really, you know, go back and rethink the image of the early church. They are priests mm-hmm. and Levites who were great many. What does that mean, great many? It means a lot of
priests and Levites.
So the first church was full of not just Jewish people, but Jewish religious people, religious leaders.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean? That means what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But then to say that the church is Israel and Israel is the church mm-hmm. are two different things mm-hmm. because the church also includes the Gentile believers.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we say, okay, yes, Israel is now part of the church, but there are still promises to ethnic Israel
mm-hmm.
that will be fulfilled in the end of time.
Is that, do you think that's where everything that goes against this typological interpretation movement, do they all hinge on those promises?
Yes.
Okay.
Typology is not prophecy.
Okay.
Typology is looking at the pattern and saying, huh, you see the pattern? Wow. God was preparing his people. It's more than just warming your heart to mm-hmm. say, oh, it's so awesome to mm-hmm. see that. No. It's also to see that God was preparing Israel for the coming of the Messiah.
Right.
So you could say that typology is for Israel.
Yes. Yes. But also for us too.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Because we are grafted into the vine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for us too.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's for us too, does that mean the vine is gone?
Right. That's always been my thing with people who take that perspective. If you're grafted into the vine, you don't want the vine to go away because that means you're part of the vine. You are grafted in to this mm-hmm. this being, this entity.
Isn't there a verse that says specifically don't do this?
Exactly. Like, yes. And in Romans chapter 9, it talks about that. If I can just Acts chapter 11 and verse 19. Let's begin there. For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree being Israel. Do not boast against the branches.
Sorry. Did you say Acts 11 or Romans 11?
Romans 11.
Okay, Romans 11.
I am so sorry.
No, you're good.
Maybe I did. I'm sorry, people.
You're good. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't reading the wrong thing.
No, this is Romans 11.
And 19.
I'm reading verses 16 on.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you now.
All right. So I'm reading verse 17 one more time. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches.
Hello. There it is.
Right there. My goodness. I mean, I don't know what else I can say to these people.
Well, look at the header. Look at that. I mean, I know this is not the word of God, but the header says Israel's rejection is not final.
And then it says here, but if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you.
There you go.
You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. That's what...
The church has replaced Israel. Yeah, Israel's done so that I can come in.
Right. Supersessionism says that. Well said. Because of unbelief, they were broken off. And you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. Mm-hmm. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either.
That's right. Golly.
The purpose is totally different. I mean, supersessionist people should really do some exegesis.
Right.
I don't care who you are. I don't care how, if I admire you in some other doctrinal area, doesn't mean that you're right over here.
That's right.
Then it says in verse 22, this is Romans 9:11-22. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell severity, but towards you goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you'll also be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in
again.
Again. Mm. If they do not continue in unbelief.
Yeah.
God will graft them in again.
There's no reason to believe that Paul said this and it's never going to go anywhere.
Right.
There's no reason to think that it's not going to come back.
Right. But let me, if I can read just a couple more verses right quick. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree.
Right.
Like they'll stop when it says, see, like what it says, because of unbelief, they were broken off. Like, see, he did break them off. See. And then they don't go forward.
Yeah. And then it says in verse 25, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion.
Bro.
That blindness in part has happened to Israel. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written. And then the scripture comes in here from Psalms and Isaiah. Now, verse 28. Let me read that verse too. The verse from Psalms and Isaiah. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins.
If I should choose to do it at some point.
This is not individual Israelite. This is Israel as a nation that God is talking to. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election... Concerning the election, which is their election, not your election.
Right.
They are beloved for the sake of the fathers. Hence, you should love the people of Israel. They should be beloved to you. So, all you crazy people. For the gifts and the calling of God are
irrevocable.
That's not for you, my friend. This is for Israel. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on you all.
I love that verse where it says, even though you've been now disobedient, you've obtained mercy through them, not righteousness. Because a lot of people are acting like, I've obtained righteousness because of their disobedience. Mm-hmm. I've earned this.
No, you're sounding kind of like a pick me child.
Yeah.
Like,
what is that?
Like your sibling acts up and you're like, but I didn't do that. I was good. But I didn't mess with the dog.
That is my oldest son. That is my son.
I didn't do that.
Right.
Like, can I have a cookie?
Yeah. Holden will do something. Holden's been going to timeout a lot. And Gavin will be like, I stayed in my seat.
I was good. He's like, I did not do that.
I stayed in my seat. Yeah, buddy, you did.
So there we are.
That's what it is.
There's so much I can unpack and I need to unpack. I brought books I was going to talk about, continuity and discontinuity. Great, great resource. Right Doctrine from the Wrong Text. Great book. Wow. I don't agree with every essay in this book. It's an edited work.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some really good stuff in there.
Nice.
So
I love it.
So helpful for us. We need to dive deeper into this issue.
Yeah, and we can leave some of those resources in the description as well. You guys can grab them on Amazon. Also, make sure you grab 30 days to a new 30 days to a new beginning.
I mean, grab that too. But 30 days of praying for America is the one we're talking about. Grab the whole series.
30 grab
days,
all three.
Through a crisis, 30 days to a new beginning, 30 days of praying for America.
It's the smallest box set ever, but if you give us some time to write some more, we're gonna get you a big collective.
There's more coming.
Absolutely. That's right.
But we referenced that. Dr. Shaw talked about that earlier. It is a devotional unlike any you have ever read because it presents a balanced view of American history and how we can still become or still return to being one nation under
God. That's true.
If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know 252-582-5028 or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button and let us know it's coming from our Clearview Today Show family. John, any encouragement you want to leave our listeners with as we go into the weekend?
Just remember to be worshiping God. Make sure that you're in church sitting under some godly preaching. Make sure that you have love for all of God's people, especially the nation of Israel. Be praying for them this weekend as some of the attacks are ramping up in the Middle East. And just make sure that no matter what you do, man, you come back and listen to us here on the Clearview Today Show next Monday.
That's right. You guys have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you Monday on Clearview Today.